Hey guys, Adam from Splendid Sports. I have four really nice card pickups that I'm very excited about. And the reason I chose these four, I've made a bunch of pickups recently. And I usually show most of my pickups with Dylan, Double D Vintage Baseball Cards, on our show, Turn Back the Clock. We're going to be doing another one very soon, and I do have some pickups for that show. But for this particular video, I have four pickups that all have something in common. And these are, two are vintage, two are modern. We got two baseball and two football. But what these four cards have in common is they are of players that either I or I've been told are the best or were the best. The best at what they did. The best at their sport. The most dominant. So these four cards here I'm going to show. The first one is a vintage card, vintage baseball from 1964. Now, when I was a kid, I've said this many times, but my dad would always talk sports with me, current sports, but a lot of sports from his day. And he had told me many times that, you know, when we're talking baseball, we're talking pitchers, he would say the best pitcher he ever watched in his prime, the best, didn't have the longest career, didn't have the best lifetime stats when you add it all up, wasn't the most durable, certainly, but at his peak, during his prime, my dad said this guy was the best. He never saw anyone better as a pitcher. And that guy is Sandy Koufax. Now, this card, very, very, very excited about this pickup here. This is the 1964 top stand-up in a PSA 5. Now, if you're not familiar with these cards, these were actually issued one per pack in 1 cent packs. Reading about them, I guess they also had 5 cent packs too. Don't know much about that, whether there was five cards in those packs, but the 1 cent packs had one card, and you could see what the card was through the pack. So pretty interesting. And they're blank back. But in the front is just, I love these. I love the yellow and the green and the poses. They're just an awesome set. And I always think about Don from Don's Field of Dreams cards when I look at these, because he was one of the first channels, if not the first, that I saw these on. And I believe he has the whole run of Hall of Famers from that set. And this was an interesting pickup for me. It was an Instagram pickup. So I, again, wanted cards from this set of certain players. And one of them that I wanted was Roberto Clemente, because it's one of the few Playing Days Clemente cards that has him throwing. And so I was, you know, making some offers on eBay on a Clemente. And the seller, you know, we messaged back and forth, and eventually he messaged me on Instagram. And turned out that he ran a card shop down in Alabama, and he had a bunch of these stand-up cards, including the Koufax. So I'll show the other two that I picked up on a future video, but I picked up that Clemente and a Koufax and two other awesome ones. And what's really nice about the ones I got here is they're very recently graded. So for the five grade here, this card is very, very sharp, very clean. You know, if this card was graded by PSA years back, maybe it gets a 7, because it looks very clean. The back's clean, but more importantly, the front. These cards are obviously prone to chipping and so forth. Very, very nice copy here. And if you want to know what the 64 top stand-ups look like coming right out of the pack, I found a cool article here on Sports Collectors Daily where it shows an image of the pack. There's a 1 cent pack. There's 5 cent box. And I'm going to tag my buddy Mike from Junk Wax Hero in this video, because Mike, when I was looking at these pictures here, I saw a link to an article of saying that in 2007, an eBay seller offered a complete unopened box, 120 1 cent packs of stand-ups packs, and it sold for more than $25,000. That was 2007. Imagine what that would sell for today. But Mike, this is it was found at a yard sale. So it was a yard sale discovery, perfect episode for your Attic Find episode. So Mike, I'll send you a link to this. If you have, I don't think you've mentioned this one. So I would love to get you on this case and see a video on this yard sale find. So the next guy, same idea. My dad always told me when we talk football, he would say this guy was the best running back he ever saw. And he said it was a tight one between Jim Brown and this guy. This guy had a little different skill set than Jim Brown, apparently. I have seen highlights of him on YouTube, and it's incredible. But this was a card that I have wanted to add to my collection for a long, long time. And it finally, the right one came about. 1966 Philadelphia Gale Sayers in a PSA 3. And it deserves a 3 because it's got, you know, beat up corners, got a couple marks on the corners there, not the whitest, as you can probably see here. But what's special about this one to me is that I have been looking for a centered copy of this one for a long time like this. And I finally found one. And it was perfect that it was a 3 because it was very affordable for this card. This is one of the best football cards of all time, in my opinion. The rookie card of Gale Sayers. Now, if you don't know much about Gale Sayers, kind of similar to Sandy Koufax. Maybe he's the Koufax of football. He had a very short career, about five or six seasons, something like that. And he had to retire early due to injury. He recently just passed away. And my dad would say, you know, Gale Sayers at his best was, you couldn't tackle him. He was the best running back he ever watched. And I've heard other people say that too. Now, Jim Brown is probably the greatest running back of all time. But again, we're talking about at their peak, you know, in their prime. If you can have them for one game and they're at their best, you know, my dad said Gale Sayers would be his guy. And when I was in high school, I had a great, great teacher. He was a history teacher. And what I loved about him the most is he would show a lot of movies in class. And one of the movies he played during class was Brian's Song, which if you've never seen that movie, it's a sad movie, but it's one of the best sports movies ever. And Gale Sayers is not in it, but Gale Sayers is played in that movie. And it's a story of Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo, who, you know, not to ruin the movie, but it's a sad movie. I'll say that. But, you know, they became great friends on the team, on the Bears. And Piccolo was a white guy, and Gale Sayers, they were roommates in training camp, which back then was not a very common thing. So, you know, it's just a great story of friendship and football with a sad ending. That's why they call it Brian's Song. But I remember watching that in that class, and man, when the teacher put the lights on and the movie was over, man, we were in tears. It's a sad movie, but it's a great movie. And Gale Sayers is a big part of that movie. It's this is a classic card. Now, I have to say, this is the second one that I've ever bought. The first one is a sad story too, but it had a happy ending getting this one. This was probably a year or so ago. Again, a card I've had my eye on for a long time. I found a nice PSA 4 on eBay, and I was really happy with it. It wasn't as nicely centered as this one, but you know, it was a little higher grade because of other features, but the centering was the key for me. This one has a great picture too, good registration. So it's what I was looking for. And it was less expensive than that 4. Now the 4, I never got it. I bought it and it never showed up. So it was one of those eBay authenticity things where it got sent off and it just got lost. No one knows what happened to it. I got refunded, but I was really upset because I thought I had found the Sayers rookie that I'd always been looking for. Well, flash forward maybe a month or so ago, I see this one on eBay, and I knew it was the one right away. So I bought it, and thankfully I received it. All right. So now those are my two vintage cards. Same theme, but I have two modern cards. Now, Koufax was the greatest pitcher my dad ever watched, and he told me about that. The greatest pitcher I ever watched was this guy right here. I've been going down the Pedro Martinez collecting rabbit hole and trying to get a lot of cards like this. Some of his best cards. This one here is 1998 Topps Gold Label Class 1 Red Label, number two, 100, number 23 of 100. This was the debut of Gold Label, Topps Gold Label. Just beautiful cards. Probably doesn't do it justice here, but they are just beautiful looking cards. And this, again, this one's number to 100 and a PSA 10 pop one. They do have class two and three, which are even rarer. So class two is numbered to 50, and then class three is numbered to 25, I believe. So maybe can chase those down one day, but very happy to have this one here. And on the note of best pitcher I ever watched, Pedro Martinez is the best, most dominant pitcher I ever watched. I would say his prime was between 1997 and 2003. And during those years, you look at his numbers and they are, in my opinion, unmatched in that time period. I believe his prime was better than any pitcher's prime in the history of baseball. You might be thinking that's a crazy statement, but if you look at Pedro's 2000 season, which what I would consider like the middle of his prime, he had I think it was like a 1.74 ERA. And you might say, people have come close to that or done that before. You know, Bob Gibson had an incredible season in what it was, 68 or 69, something like that. And not to take anything away from pitchers like Bob Gibson, but if you look at, I think it's important to look at not just the ERA of that pitcher and what they did that season, but what type of league was it, right? So like when guys like Bob Gibson were having their best seasons, the league ERA was somewhere around like, you know, 3.5 or something like that. And he was throwing up, you know, 1.1 ERA. So incredible, right? But in 2000, Pedro had a 1.74, again, I think something like that, ERA. If I did more research on these, I'd give you exact. But it was like 1.7 ERA. And the league ERA, this was the steroid era. So this is why I think Pedro was the most dominant ever, because he did it through the steroid era. He did it during when all the players were jacked up and everyone was hitting 350 and 55, 60, 70 home runs. Pedro had a 1.74 ERA. The league average ERA was 5. 5 was the league ERA. And Pedro was 1.7 in that time period, in that season, 2000. The next best ERA that season was Roger Clemens at 3.7. So Pedro had two runs less of an ERA that season than even the next best pitcher, Roger Clemens, an ERA, and like 3.5 or 3.3 ERA lower than the league average. So for me, that 6 or 7 year period for Pedro was, I watched, I think, almost every start. I went to multiple games where Pedro pitched in person, and he had three unhittable pitches, devastating changeup, fastball, curveball. The guy was the most dominant pitcher I ever saw. And if I could have a pitcher in his prime for one game in history, I'm taking Pedro. Do you agree? I'm sure I'll get some people who have different pitchers they would take. But let me know your thoughts in the comments on that. But that's my take. That's my opinion. And I stay tuned for some more Pedro pickups, because he has some awesome cards. You get past the junk wax, you know, 92 and stuff. I have a lot of those, love those cards. But when you start getting into the late 90s and early 2000s, he has some incredible inserts that I've been making my way into, and have future videos where I'll be showing some great pickups. But really happy with this beautiful one here. Last card is same topic, best quarterback I've ever watched. Now, this one's probably, I don't know, we may get some different opinions on that. But for me, Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady at his peak, not only did he have the best career ever when you factor in longevity, so he's a little different than these other guys who had shorter careers and shorter primes, but Brady was just had such a long career, and who knows, maybe it's not even over yet, we'll see. But even if you take his peak, whatever his best was, whatever his best season was, for me, I'm taking him, if I got one game to win, as my quarterback. And I think a lot of people would say that, but we might have some people saying Mahomes or Montana or Peyton Manning. So let me know in the comments what you think. But about the card, really excited for this pickup. This is a Tom Brady rookie card, Pacific, in a gem mint 9.5 with some really nice subgrades. We get it in here real close, 10 centering and 9.5 on everything else. So possible PSA 10 potential. We'll see. I don't know. This might be one of the few that I might want to keep in a Beckett slab because it's got the color match. It's got the gold label with the gold crown there. This is a 2000 Crown Royale from Pacific, number 110, Tom Brady. And there's the back. Just an awesome looking die cut card that, as you'd imagine, tough to find in a high grade because of just the nature of the card. Awesome looking card. It's got his college Pro Bowl uniform with his Michigan helmet. So, yes, I prefer the rookie cards with the Patriots jersey. But all in all, if you're someone who wants to get a Tom Brady rookie card, look into his Pacific cards because they are more affordable. And I think they're just beautiful cards. If you're okay with a college uniform and so forth, like I am, I'm totally fine with that. This is a great card. And there's a bunch in Pacific rookie cards that I'm trying to make a run of. And this was one of my recent pickups here. So very, very happy with this Brady. Those are my four pickups. Let me know what you guys think. Am I off base with that these guys were the best at what they did at their peak? Let me know in the comments. I'll be back with another one soon. Thanks, guys.